Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
on the double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
banger. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. My everything. One for the trouble, for the trouble. Two for the bass, two for the bass. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. My everything. One for the trouble, for the trouble. Two for the bass, two for the bass. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. My everything. Ringing.
take some calls from the request line. Calls? Let's take some calls from the request line. Calls? Let's take some calls from the request line. Calls? Let's take some calls from the request line. Calls? Let's take some calls from the request line. Calls?
Down last time, yo. We ran the traps and on the scene. That's price to pay to make it whole, take control. I'm making dough, but not enough to blow. They yo's, they must my flow, but they yo. I don't trust a soul, a soul I know we need to. These evil streets to meet you halfway and eat you. Alive trying to survive illegal. I leave you lost, mount you on the cross, rip you like a horse, sacrifice your life.
Brand new banger. You're jamming with
the King.
Hot new mix.
Never happened.
Imagine no rapping, imagine niggas trapped.
Fatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit 2westent.com. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you.
truth, where? Yeah.
Consequences later.
Yeah.
My God. Fuck it. Shit. Cause I think there's one team we beat their ass like 75-12 or something like that.
Ooh-wee.
And them motherfuckers wanted us to sit down. We was like, mm-mm. Coach said, keep their ass.
When they get their ass, like, why the coach don't throw in the towel?
Hey, you can't do that. Hey, you gotta go. Cause see, the whole thing about it is, when you play football, first of all, you gotta fuck around. And if your ass is getting beat that bad, y'all doing something wrong. You know. So, you know, but then at the same time, you know, the coach be doing some dumb ass shit. They got favoritism. They be wanting all these other motherfuckers to play in the game who ain't worth shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They want all these other motherfuckers. They put these motherfuckers in there knowing they whack as hell. And all the good niggas on the sideline dancing, following the coach around. Mm-hmm. They trying to get in. Yep. So, sometimes it be the coach's fault.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to an all-black school, them motherfuckers be like, kick they motherfucking ass. But then when you go to them white schools and mixed schools, they be one Biff and Chad and shit up in that motherfucker, and they whack as fuck. When they supposed to be having Billy and motherfucking Rufus in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, motherfucker ain't doing nothing around this motherfucker trying to warm up this motherfucking studio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man, this fuck. Jilly Willy Penguin around this motherfucker. It's starting to get cold. Hell yeah.
I'm waiting on it.
Huh?
What'd you say, baby?
I said they had pickoff runners today.
Yeah, I know. I see that. It was more private than anything because they took everybody's cell phones and all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. They call last shot, boy. Once again, it goes all the way back to saying, nigga. If I'm rich like a motherfucker, I got a lot of money. I ain't shooting dice nowhere, goddamn it. Nope. I don't even think I want to go to this damn casino and shoot dice.
I don't know. I'm like you, Scratch, eh? I ain't going to just give my money away like that.
Hell no, shit. Even though you got a lot of money, that shit don't mean nothing, but you got all them. I know too many motherfuckers who got shot over dice guys.
Oh, yeah.
And then wheelchairs and all of that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some motherfuckers is dead. Some motherfuckers out there shooting dice and niggas can't take a loss or they know you got some money, so they get ready to try to catch you while you're on the way out, that motherfucker. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lesson learned, you know. I don't know if motherfuckers getting ready to take heed to that shit, but nigga, when you in that status and shit, you just can't go everywhere. Motherfucker be telling, ah, nigga, I go anywhere. I remember that nigga Waka Flocka came out here trying to hang with the Bloods and they jacked his motherfucking ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't do that. But that's what happens, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, let me see here.
It's a tricky game, man.
Brazil it is. I mean, really, it ain't no damn game.
Well, you know they play it like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this ain't no game out here, boy. This is life. You know, no matter who you got with you, nigga, you got bodyguards and motherfucking homeboys and all that shit. First of all, nigga, if I'm not from, you know, Them niggas, they from Atlanta, then they go down to Houston. Then they trying to say that old boy, what's his name? Jay Paul had something to do with it, whatever. I forgot his name. Not Jay Paul. Jay Prince. Had some shit to do with some shit. And man, it's just stirring up a whole lot of bullshit up in the whole industry. So it's going to be like motherfuckers, all them motherfuckers just going to be hard to have concerts here and concerts there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I don't know. Yep. Well, shit, I'm going to go jump into a couple of these motherfucking joints. Give us a call, man.
That may
hurt
my show tape.
Huh?
I said, Hell ain't heard my show tape neither.
Ah, yeah, I know, huh? I won't even have it on here. I would play it, but it ain't on here. I have to load that mug up. I'm going to see if I can load it up or something like that. But we're going to jump into a couple of songs. Man, if y'all online listening, give us a call, 323-642-1597. True West Radio Friday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's go.
To the young man. That's right. I feel you. Hey. Mama, just a little girl. Don't nobody understand. I feel you. Born a heavy set girl with pigtails and curls, a heart full of gold, still it won't change the world. Though she could never understand why some underhanded plans witness a man die. Was only 15, should have been the beauty queen. Still see her crying by the caskets when her parents got killed. Little girl, don't cry, cause even though they died, you can best believe they watching over thee from the sky. Never asked for this misery, but look at what you getting. It's a blessing in disguise when they find out you're pregnant. No money, no home, and even though you all alone, you got to do this on your own. So baby, go. I wish you luck, and if you need me, call. Just come to me and let me feed you all. I can understand the way it feels when you're fighting the world, facing all this drama, when mama's just a little girl. And mama's just a little girl. At 16, what a beautiful thing, the very essence of a jet black ebony queen. And who could tell she'd get pregnant at an early age? She didn't listen, had sex, watched her belly raise. Hey, she got violated by someone she dated. If this is fate, I hate to see the seed she created. And so we waited, though it takes time to build a body in the mind. She reclines 9 months, then finally it's time. What do we find? Little growing boy of mine, of a tortured soul, addicted to a life of crime. At no time for the growing stage, he learned his values on the streets at an early age. Watch for police, don't come home, why? Cause mama's acting crazy at the hospital. About to have another baby like a rose from the concrete. Growing with it, blessed with twins. How the hell can mama raise 3 men? So we began close with family. Such insanity, a happy home. From one act of inhumanity, plus mama said the seed was corrupted. Used to rub her belly, begging us to breathe, and she loves us. Now mama sits quiet, sipping peppermint snots. Turn the house into a spot, made her watch for cops. Hey. How could mama bring a thug like me in the world? She ain't the cause of all the drama. Cause mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Now, will she remain in the same spot? The gunshots rang, they came from the cane spot. Now look here, I see her clutching the sun. In her arms she hurt, her heart bleeding as she watched her seed die in the dirt. Fulfill prophecy, but who can stop the grief? I walk around trying to hold the world up on top of me. I'd probably be an innocent man, still I'm the victim of a curse. What could be worse? Nothing but pain since my birth. Only functions at the pen, cause everybody's in, paying back society. I'm guilty of a life of sin. Watch the drama occur, my eyes blurred before I jet it. I wonder why we all have to die before we get it. Though we shed tears, so many peers out of worry. Worried and scared, knowing I'ma see the cemetery. Must be prepared in this cold world, no one cares. Know what ain't fair, but we all bear and do our share in this land of the underhanded schemes and plans. Vivid dreams of a nigga having G's in hand. Mama told me not to be a punk. Fuck what you talking about, coward, what you niggas wrong? Hey, there ain't a thing I wouldn't do for my mama in this world, cause you know I ain't mad at you. You just a little girl. See, mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Facing all this drama, cause mama's just a little girl. They ask us why we mutilate each other like we do. They wonder why we hold such little worth on human life. Facing all this drama, but to ask us why we turn from bad to worse. It's to a
north from which we came. You see, you wouldn't ask why the roads that grew from the concrete had damaged petals. On the contrary, we would all celebrate its tenacity. We would all love its will to reach the sun. Well, we are the roads.
We are the roads.
This is the concrete. And these are my damaged petals. Don't ask me why. Thank God, nigga. Ask me how. You see, mama's just a little girl.
You doing no good.
with a fad. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beds. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel.
It's motherfucking game time!
Welcome to Cali. I'm that bitch that goes hard.
By life and keep all of the pressure off you. When you get tested, hope you remember lessons I taught you. It's just the thoughts of a desperate father for a daughter, precious daughter. Just don't give up, life is like treading water. Never give up, just keep on pressing harder. No matter what, just know I'm repping for you. And I hope you get the knight in shining armor I requested for you. Precious daughter, it ain't guaranteed that I'll get tomorrow. So I wanted to leave this message for you. Throughout your life, I bought plenty of gifts and presents for you. It's only right that I leave these life lessons for you. Stay out of gossip, stay out of cliques, just mind your business. Respect your elders, always smile and say, how may I help you? Always show up to your job on time, never late. If this world stress you out, just go somewhere and meditate. Can't quit are two words that you should never say. At the fork in the road, choose God over the devil's way. Love it when you call me or send me a random text to say, Dad, happy such and such, hope you enjoy your special day. Special day. That's why in you I see the best of me. And there is no doubt that you grew up and live successfully. Especially since you exceeded everything I'll ever be. I love you to the very last breath of me. Daughter, precious daughter, wish I could take you by your hand and walk you through life and keep all of the pressure off you. When you get tested, hope you remember lessons I taught you. It's just the thoughts of a desperate father for a daughter, precious daughter. Just don't give up, life is like treading water. Never give up, just keep on pressing harder. No matter what, just know I'm repping for you. And I hope you get the knight in shining armor I requested for you.
Welcome to the true. West nigga. Welcome to the true. West nigga. Welcome to the true. West nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie King Fly. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, yeah, ooh-wee, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that True West.
Radio,
we back in the building. King Scratch, DJ F Love. Studio.
Scratch, you got you a new, you made you a new drop, huh?
Huh?
I said you got you a, you made you a new drop, huh?
I just, you know, put some parliament back in, that's all. Put a little parliament, you know, say a couple of words, just say the word, just say the word, that's it. I got some new shit up, I'm going to be ready for Monday, but I was lazy as hell.
You trying to see what Hell of Love dropped in. Hell of Love ain't got no drop?
Nah, that nigga don't have no drop. Only drops he got is the ones I did, too. Now, he went silent, so I don't know what the hell he doing. You still got a whole nother game to watch, right?
They got 5 minutes left.
Oh, okay, but it's another game your other son playing in, right?
Nah, they both right here. My other son, he hurt. They not gonna put my son in for probably 2 minutes in the fourth quarter. He's still in ninth grade.
Oh shit. Oh, did y'all gotta turn around and go all the way back home?
Hell yeah. 4 hour drive.
Yep. Dedicated mama like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
you say you
want
to go?
I don't know. Oh no, I'd have to watch it on tape. Somebody had to film and send it to me.
Yeah, we got a rental and everything come down here. We want to put no miles on the vehicle, so we got a rental and come down here.
Oh, okay, shit. I guess that's cool, shit.
Yeah.
But hell, I don't know. That's a long ass drive for a damn football guy.
It really is, for real. Like, for real.
Yeah, now, if my Niners was playing, I'd have to drive for a while.
Okay, then. My baby's playing, so I had to drive.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I hear that. I ain't mad. Don't get me wrong, shit. You know, shoot, I did some traveling. I ain't did no 4 hours to go see my boy play. But I did a couple of hours before, but shit. Nigga, 4 hours, that's a holiday. I mean, that's a vacation. I drive 4 hours somewhere. We getting ready to kick it for a day. Fuck that.
That's so how I feel right now. I'm not driving back, so I'm good.
Hell yeah, shit. That's that pair of dedication, boy. That's what them white folks do. The soccer moms, them motherfuckers drive all the way across country for their goddamn kids.
They
got a game in New York. Them motherfuckers be in New York. They done drove all the way from Cali to New York. Well, come on, Bob. You know this is his last game. And Bob ass ain't trying to go all the way to goddamn New York to watch him play the goddamn soccer. Ah. Shit.
What about the puppy? The puppy doing good? I know Resident 9 is good.
Huh?
The puppy. How the puppy doing?
He doing all right. And that motherfucker being a little demon.
You gotta send me some pictures of him.
Man, that dog is fucking hot as fuck. He don't give a fuck. Rez don't fuck with him. Yeah, Rez don't fuck with him. Rez be like, get that little bastard away from me before I fuck him up. Him and Nina be in that motherfucker wrestling and fighting and biting and shit. He be hanging off that nigga Nina ear and shit. Rez don't want nothing to do with him. She just look at him and be like, get the fuck away from me. Well, excuse me. Shit.
Y'all know this thing.
Huh?
Bad, long as I've been doing radio, I should know when I'm on mute.
You should know what?
I still said, long as I've been doing radio, I should know when I'm on mute.
Oh, nigga, you had yourself in timeout?
In timeout like a motherfucker. I'm sitting here waiting for the thing to go beep, unmuted. And then realize I've been unmuted.
Hell yeah. There'll be a whole lot of motherfuckers out of themselves in timeout.
I was like, you know what I mean? I'm so talking. I thought I pushed the button while ago. What I did was I skated it. It went off and came back on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That nigga JoJo, that nigga used to get put in timeout. He started putting himself in timeout.
And forget me. Being trying to blame somebody else for it.
What the hell JoJo ass said anyway?
Huh?
I said, what JoJo at anyway?
I don't know. I talked to him yesterday. You know, and, shit, I'm surprised he ain't called. Yeah. I know he's trying to get this this tow truck job. Yeah, so he been going out there and training. And you know, he be doing the door dashes and Ubers and all that old shit.
All the devil.
He said, man, how come you just don't do that shit to make a couple extra bucks? I don't know. I hate driving. I hate riding.
I don't mind driving and riding as long as I'm smoking.
You hear me? I know I ride anywhere with you in.
I can't stand riding. I don't even like going around the corner.
I'm like, Julie, if I can't smoke, I don't want to roll.
Yeah, I can't. I don't even like going around the block. Be like, fuck, I got to go to the store. That motherfucker 2 blocks away.
Yeah.
I just don't. I don't like it. I don't know. I've never been like that. Now, if I'm going to get some money, that's something different.
Yeah.
Nigga want to get some money, nigga. I'm happy, nigga. Hell yeah, I turn on my tunes to be out. If it's going somewhere just to be going, I don't know. That's why I always talk about Scotty ass. That nigga could drive all the way from Arkansas to California and stay for 2 days and turn around and go back.
Yeah.
No. If I drive to Arkansas, I'm going to be out there for at least a couple of weeks. Fuck that.
That boy said he's going to make the best of his trip.
Fuck yeah. All right, you better go down there and turn around. Yeah,
Scotty can do that. He living life.
Well, he do that shit all the time. That nigga be in Atlanta, he be everywhere. That nigga just be driving all over the goddamn place. I ain't built like that. I drive from one side of the studio to the next. That's about it.
One side of the studio to the next.
Mm-hmm. Shit, I'm telling you, I hate going to L.A. hate going to Vegas, all that. I just don't like rolling like that.
Yeah.
So you saying you couldn't have drove 22 hours like I did to get there, huh?
A bug, no.
Ooh, no.
Not to be down here a couple of days, I would.
I don't know, I could probably do it. I could probably do it.
Nigga,
I used to drive to Florida all the time. That was like 28 hours.
I went to Seattle. That shit was 16 hours. That shit killed me.
What?
Mm-mm. That's why I'm a plane person. You know what I mean?
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm a plane in a minute.
I'm all sightseeing ass nigga, so I like driving.
No, fuck that. I think I done seen every sight to see, so. Alright.
Yeah, but you
been tour,
like on the tour bus. You was on the tour bus. That ain't fair.
No, but you know, it's been times back in the days back in the days, I used to always be driving everywhere and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now I'm getting old, nigga. Oh, nigga, fuck that. Mm-mm.
You know, let them get over clothes.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, nigga, the older I get, the more my patience is fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My patience is fucked up. If I walk in the store and motherfuckers is buying lottery tickets, I'm pissed the fuck off. Let me pay for my shit. Get the fuck out of here. Y'all motherfuckers sitting up here trying to figure out what goddamn lottery tickets y'all want.
What number?
Let me have a number 5. No, I don't want a number 5. Let me get a number 8. Let me get a number 2. I'll be sitting back there like, son of a bitch.
No, you talking? I don't like getting behind people that be having them damn coupons.
Yeah, that
ooh,
too.
Wow.
That too.
I be mad as hell.
Ooh, that shit'll make you walk off of there, your man.
Look at hell.
This is 50 cent off. Oh hell no. Mm-mm.
I seen a woman trying to use a 1 cent off coupon. I'm going to do a fitness though. 1 cent coupon.
1 cent.
You want a penny? I'll give you a penny, goddammit.
She had them things. I'm keep out there for the motherfuckers.
Man.
Save a penny a day for a whole year. That's
gonna
add.
I
want to
know how she got $2 worth of motherfuckers without them expiring. That's what I want to know.
Nigga say save a penny a day for a whole year. That's only $3.65.
I wouldn't know. It ain't gonna $3.65.
Just say, I pick up every penny I see on the floor.
That nigga say you save a penny a day, nigga. $3.65.
That's a cup of coffee.
And just add up. It add up. You get coffee this year. You get coffee next year. You get 2 pancakes.
That nigga say, yeah, I can't wait till the end of the year so I get them 2 pancakes.
Jeez.
Hell no, nigga. Mm-mm. You know, my father told me, he say, never pick up a penny if it's on, if it ain't on heads, don't pick it up, because your dad go backwards. I be seeing pennies and that motherfucker be on tails, I won't pick it up.
That's
I pick it
back.
Up. I just put it in my left pocket. Oh, yeah. I pick it up.
Say, that's a good one. I used to do that too. Until I got smart, I just started putting it all in my left pocket.
Man, shit, no.
Walking around sounding like jingling.
I got so many damn pennies. I might need to take these motherfuckers to see how much a motherfucker got. I used to always, till I ain't got that many no more. Because, you know, I get the little, I have to get the penny wrappers and just wrap the motherfuckers up. And the penny wrappers.
How long?
Do they still have them corn roller machines?
Huh?
You remember them old corn roll machines?
I had one. Mine broke, so I got to count them and put them in there regular. Because you just put all of the goddamn, put them in there, and then you put the goddamn, the roller, I mean, because you had quarters, nickels, dimes, all that stuff, and you put the thing in there, and that motherfucker make it for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to have one.
Yeah, that was so cool.
Man, that shit was all right.
I learned how to use that motherfucker before I learned how to kill.
Hell yeah. You know what I mean?
Watch my grandmother, she would give shit. She was stuffing them hoes up and folding them up. I think it's the one I think they got 47 pennies in that motherfucker. This shout
Hell yeah. Shit, now I'm counting cans. Hell, I gotta take me some cans in tomorrow. Shit. I'm poke. I'm gonna have to, I got about, nigga, $500 worth of cans in my backyard.
You want me to tell you what I'm doing?
Oh, this shit on the store.
Yeah.
I
try not to take all them up. I want to take them all in one time, but...
Yeah.
You know, that's my little emergency fund, so... I go out that motherfucker and I grab me about 4 or 5 bags of them motherfuckers to be out on like $50. He's like, all right. That's what I need right now. Yeah, that shit right there, boy. My sister in law was like, God damn, how many cans you got back there?
Yeah.
I got cans. Cans and water bottles. Cans and water bottles like a motherfucker.
You don't get the water bottles. Just, what, you got the plastic bottles?
Yeah, they don't. I mean, they don't give you as much as the cans, but. Yeah, I mean,
I mean, we used to have them, the glass bottles. Take and get you a good cold pilot pop.
Oh yeah, the
Coca Cola.
They were in the building. Hey, we used to take them up there, and they used to give you like at first they used to give you 25 cents for them bottles.
Yeah.
Then the motherfucker went for 10 cents. So if you took the Coca-Cola bottles or the 7-Up bottles, they give you a dime or 25 cents for each bottle.
And they used to give some change for the caps, too. You remember those caps that you had to peel off? Them hard motherfuckers. And sometimes you hit them with your teeth and open them up. They used
Hell
to take
yeah.
them caps, too. Yeah. Back then, soda water was recyclable.
Hell yeah. Now, them motherfuckers, they, you know what? You could have 20 pounds of motherfucking glass, nigga. You probably gonna be able to get about $2.
Yeah, it's just that worth nothing no more. Everything was the plastic, though.
Yeah, them bottles, them motherfuckers don't give you shit for them no more.
Yeah.
Mr. Everywhere, what's going down, brother?
What's going on, man? You got the best hand. I had to sit up there watch my son and then run wild on them boys tonight in the playoffs. Hey, well, I miss y'all. Got on late.
Oh, that's right. How they do? I mean, hell, they won, huh?
Yeah, 55-21. They took their starters out of halftime. They was up 40-something points at half, 49 at halftime. It was a 49 at halftime, so that was a wrap.
I need to come bring my kids to your school. Maybe they'll put them in.
Well, shit, they bull jive. They didn't even have him playing. He didn't play, he played defense the first quarter. He didn't even play no offense the whole first quarter, but he had told me his shoulder got hurt. He tackled it. Yeah, flatlined the quarterback in the end zone last week, and I guess messed his shoulder up. But he got out there and scored a touchdown today. But he was, he got dinged up, stacking the quarterback and then stopping the pass rush. So he did pretty good.
Nah, that's good. That's what's up right there.
What y'all got going on? Tell me something good.
You didn't drive 4 hours to go see him play, though, huh?
Hell no, man. It's more like 9 hours. Now, hey, but when it comes to, what you call it, the state championship game, me and 86 going.
Where's that going
to
be?
That'll be the first week of December. They got two more games to play. They win next week and the following week they play state championship. We're going to pick Scotty D up, go eat the big steaks and shrimp, and go to the game just like the last go round.
Oh, yeah, he did go that year when they was playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all went by Scotty's and he went to the game with y'all. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we gonna roll up there and scoop Scotty up and go eat big steaks on the plate.
That's what's up. Hell yeah. Well, shit, good luck. Yep. Trudy get done drove 4 hours.
I know she mad. I'd be mad too.
Hey man,
we
ain't got no
more. Well, yeah, you mad. Cause I say it's cool when they do it. When you do it, it's a problem. Help them.
Man, hey, you know what? When my friend was playing, if I had to go 4 hours away, I said, "Here, take this camera. Get it right there on the sideline."
Hey, are you going to do it every week, Scratch?
Huh?
Five hours? They go 4 hours away, and it was 5 hours for me. I drive 5 hours. Through the mountains.
Wow.
I used to leave out early because, shit, I had to drive, man. Like, I had to stay the night when I go to Hot Springs because it's in the mountains. Got winding roads and deer. So I would just stay the night and then leave out the next morning, the next afternoon. Because I was like, man, I'm not driving in this damn winding road with all these damn deer and stuff. But I went, man, the other year, I went to all these games.
But thank God for California, because all I got there, all the games, they can't be no more than 2 hours away. So it was just boop, 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 boop.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, why they let them drive? See, last Friday they had to drive 2 hours away. Now they driving 4 hours away.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Out here, you know, you got your division. So, you know, you got these schools play these schools. Then, like, if you go to, like, you know, the finals, you go to the championship, then you might have to travel a ways. But most of the games is all, like, they were like 2 hours away. Wherever we had to go, they were 2 hours or less. You know what I mean? So, but y'all out there, y'all country folk, y'all got to drive like 100, 300, 500 miles, you know, to get to the game and shit.
Yeah, God dang it, Junior truly had to drive through a damn crawfish puddle and a lake with alligators in it just to get to the damn football field. I said, golly.
Don't forget that long-ass Mississippi bridge.
Oh, no. Not that motherfucker. No.
I plan on being asleep in the next hour, so I'm going to sleep the rest of the way.
So y'all driving back?
Ooh, yeah, what you gonna say that for? They losing. It's over with.
That's shit, man. I was goddamn, he would have got me a drink or something.
I went to the store before we got there.
I just jumped on the bus with them motherfuckers. They had to take me home. Shit.
We left a minute in the fourth quarter. I mean, you know, since it's still saying.
But what was this quote?
It was 35-0 when I lived.
Shit, you know what we used to say? That's called pimps 10,000 hoes zero when you don't score no points.
They really need another quarterback. I mean, they quarterback. I know he fumbled about 5 times.
Oh, Lord.
I think they got a sophomore quarterback. He fumbled about five times. The other dude fumbled about two times, and they scored off all them fumbles. I'm just like, Lord, have mercy.
That's why you got to take tomatoes to the guy so you can throw. I bet you catch this tomato before it hit you in the face.
And they had fireworks. Hey, they had fireworks and everything. Every time they score, they pop a fireworks. I'm like, ah, damn. I mean, that on the other side.
That's disrespectful.
I'm just saying it's crazy.
That's disrespectful.
No, they did. They guys, I mean, it's cool, though. They did good. At least they made it, but they didn't make it far enough.
Aww.
Motherfuckers ain't even ready to
have these good athletes.
Nigga, I'll start a fight in there. If I'm losing 35-0, somebody get fucked up.
Let me ask you this, Scratch. If your team loses 35-0, who do you jump on first?
The coach.
I'm just gonna say the coaches.
You jump on the interstate. That's who you jump on first. You jump on the interstate. You jump on the coach when you get back home.
Good one.
Yeah.
But you know, the interstate ain't for everybody.
For what?
Huh?
So the interstate ain't for everybody.
You jump on the coast because the nigga, that motherfucker done put the whack-ass motherfuckers ahead of me, nigga. I'm one of the best players on the team.
But you want Bishop
Chad up in that motherfucker that lost the game, fumbling and shit.
Yeah.
I swear. Guess what I did before I left those crates? I went to the grocery store and got some fish and fried some fish for the road.
Hey, what I'm talking about? I like you, Julia. You're very
professional. She lives in that goddamn grocery store.
She's very preparational. She's got everything for everything.
Hey, look. I'll be like, where you at the grocery store?
Right.
Let me know she got that money in.
She started laughing. And I'm like, nigga, you always in that grocery store.
Yeah, I already know what I mean. I be pushing the buggy. When he call, I try to stop the buggy from going.
You had that buggy with the ragged wheels. You don't know where I'm at. Wheels shaking too damn much.
Look at the back. Okay. The back wheel is shaking like a motherfucker.
Yeah, screeching and shit.
Yeah.
I'll clean up on aisle 6.
Yeah.
clean up on aisle 6.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I do this all the time. I like going down them aisles and picking up shit that I know I can't hold, and I drop it. And I look up and down the aisle to make sure ain't nobody there, and I just politely just squeeze the trigger on the little cart, drive off.
Oh my god!
And but the crazy thing is, I make a block to come back to see if anybody start getting it up. So if anybody saw you live, I go up to stuff. Excuse me, someone dropped some flour over an aisle 4. Now, I might want to get that up because it's pretty slick. You know, people walk on that. You know, good call. So thank you, sir. We thank you. You said to myself, I hope they can't get no fingerprints off that bag. They do. I'm fucked. I done told on myself.
Nigga, them motherfuckers got cameras all around the store. They know you fucked that up.
They know I fucked up anyway, because you know that little cookie stand that you go to where you can lift it up and put the cookie nuts in the tongs?
Mm-hmm.
Eat a half a dozen every time I get by that thing. Of each one.
That nigga say a half a dozen.
Yeah, yeah. And that candy with the three colors in it. And them corners.
That nigga say them brick colors.
I be beast mode this shit, man. Fuckers. It shouldn't put it up to like that.
Nigga, I remember when we was young kids, nigga. We didn't have no money, nigga. We used to go in the motherfucker, go up in the goddamn store and just make sandwiches, nigga. We go get some meat, some cheese, some bread. Yeah, we just make sandwiches and walk around the goddamn store eating sandwiches.
You know what they say. As long as you eat it, get it in the store, eat it in the store, you ain't stole that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not considered stealing until you be the store.
Now, if y'all want it, if y'all
want
it,
also
back,
they say,
you know what also they say?
You better enjoy that ham sandwich because it ain't going to taste as good as the one in the county that's thicker and goddamn you ain't got nothing but one glass of water to wash it down with.
You ain't got no glass of water.
They give you some Kool-Aid that ain't even sweet.
A cup of potted water. That's what I call a potted water.
Mm-hmm.
Burn the color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had my share of ups and downs. Mm-hmm.
How you liking your new house, Ed?
It's wonderful, dear. It's wonderful.
Well, at least you ain't got to worry about Donald Trump taking your mail.
So he ain't got to worry about what?
The mailman over there by his old house looks like Donald Trump.
What y'all do for Veterans Day? Y'all ain't barbecue or nothing?
You don't know.
I ain't hear nothing. I've been trying to sit up here fix my cameras for 2 days. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
You might have to reboot all them ones.
I don't know what's going on. This shit, I feel fucked up because I can't see outside. So that kind of get me fucked up. So now I just got guns all around. So somebody come up in the hallway. I'm gonna start busting.
I need some of your spike get one of them doors.
Shit. I can't see outside. Cause, I mean, all of the windows is fucking. You can't see outside. And that was the only way I could see outside is through the damn, with the camera.
Yeah.
You got bars on all your windows anyway.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, I ain't worried about much of that, but I still want to see outside.
Right.
I can't see outside without my cameras. All them motherfuckers is black.
Yeah. Was
your camera in your house? No, my security camera's out here in my studio.
You know what I'm saying? What you done did?
No, the power went off, and when the power went off, usually if the power go off and the motherfucking cameras go black, I just unplug them. And then I plug them back in after a few hours and they come back on. But the power went off Monday, then it went off Tuesday. Tuesday when the motherfucker went off. These motherfuckers ain't been back on since Tuesday.
Wow.
I leave them unplugged and usually I plug them back up when they come back on. I don't want to buy no motherfucking more cameras or something. Fuck, I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this camera service I got. I don't think you got to have his Wi-Fi. And you can use that until yours come back on. I'm going to have to tell you this camera service I got. You can use that until yours come back on.
But see, all my cameras that I got, they wired cameras. I ain't got no, the Wi-Fi camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got wired. All my shit is wired up. So I don't know what's going on. I'm going to get to the bottom of this shit tomorrow, though. I'm going to wake my ass up in the morning. I'm going to take all these motherfuckers and loose and see what the fuck is going on.
Mm-hmm.
All these motherfuckers can't go out. But yeah, when I can't see outside, that shit is scary.
Yeah,
like if I'm in a house, I could just turn on my tablet and I could look all around the goddamn yard.
come down to my road, you can't see nothing. We ain't got no street lights, no house lights. We ain't got nothing on my road. Just straight bedding.
Are you
straight
serious?
Black. Yeah, you won't even know it's a street.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, see.
Now, last time I lived in something that dog.
They infrared, so you can see in the dark.
That's how
well, you gotta do get you some wild hogs like I had in the country. Get you some wild hogs, and if they run up on you all at night, and that wild hog get to his ass, then you ain't got nothing to worry about, and they don't eat it.
Yeah.
Nigga, get a wild hog and put it in my backyard, nigga. I had to throw his food over the gate. I can't even go back there. That nigga be trying to fuck me up.
Shit.
That's how
it's
we
got out there.
Save
them. All you gotta do is feed them.
Yeah.
That's it. All you gotta do is feed them.
Yeah, I'll put my chihuahua in the back, nigga. That'll be enough.
Yeah, that'll keep him alive. Put him in the
corner. He'll make enough noise. He'll eat your ass. He'll try to eat. I've seen motherfuckers, they try to kick her, boy. She be out the way quick as a motherfucker. She know what it look like.
Yeah.
Try to kick my dog, she be going, oop, 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 oop. Girl, somebody trying to kick my dog.
Oh. Ow. Oh, excuse me, y'all. Sorry. Wrong little side. Oh, shit. That motherfucker like to see me. I see you.
don't go there.
You know why I like to go to I see you? It don't take me long to feed you when you get enough.
Yeah.
But you go in the emergency room, talking about something wrong with you. Oh, you're going to see about two or three plates plash you up before they decide to bring you the sandwiches and chips.
Well,
she ain't going to see nothing. They're going to tell you, they're going to come to that credit card machine and say cash or credit before you see any chips or Band-Aid or anything. Tell them, I ain't got no money.
They're
going to tell you. That same door they reel you in. We gonna wheel your ass out till you come back with some money.
Oh yeah, you go in there. You go in there. You gonna be all right.
Hey, see, them motherfuckers.
When you get like me, they know what you got. They know your insurance. They know you a regular. You know.
Nigga, them motherfuckers up. You go to the hospital up here. They do exactly what Mr. Everywhere talking about. He's like, yeah. So, how you gonna pay for this?
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm dying.
They ask me one time, you got insurance? Do you have insurance? That's all they answer for.
You're going to have to go down to the community hospital. What? Nigga, that's 30 miles away.
You're going to go down to MLK. You're going to say Martin Luther King Hospital? No, Martin Luther King Boulevard. Cause that's where you're going to have to go to. Cause we ain't going to see you, man. I had to buy my own wheelchair and everything, man.
That motherfucker will tell your mother. They will ask you. So yeah, how you intend on paying this? Look, I just got shot in my neck. Can you just get the bullet out of my neck, and we'll worry about all this shit later. No, you want to go to another hospital? Cause,
you know what the hospital gonna say? Well, if your head's cut off, we can cover it. But if your head ain't cut off, you're going to have to pay before we treat you.
Right.
Well, bitch, if my head cut off, I'm dead.
I got 18 bullet holes, and you worried about my insurance. God damn it. That's the way them motherfuckers is up here. I'm telling you. I never been, like, to the hospital up here, but, you know, my wife had to go. And it's been a couple of times when some of my people had to go, and I'm up there, and the motherfuckers asked you, so how you going to pay for this? Do you have Medi-Cal? You have this? You have that? They never turn nobody away, but goddamn, come on, man. I'm about to die in this bitch, and y'all asking me about some.
But if you ain't got insurance, they going to show enough, what you call it, man. I was in there, and I had Blue Cross Blue Shield, and they messed me up, and I stayed in there 6 more extra days after surgery, and they come in there, and I couldn't even eat, hold no food down. They said, well, we got to discharge you because the insurance said, what are you doing here 6 more days? So we got to discharge you, and I got out, went 15 days, couldn't eat or drink, and lost about 70 pounds in 2 weeks. And my auntie called my surgeon. He put me right back in the hospital. He told him, who told them that? I said, the summer gun told me I had to go regardless. I couldn't eat no man. I couldn't take my medicine. Couldn't eat and throwing up in the hospital right there in front of them in the trash can. They still kicked me out.
Them some dirty rats.
Yeah, they dirty. They had to pay. My mama tell you I had to buy this wheelchair right here, man. Some summer girls talking about, yeah, you put your doctor, put in, we put in for it, then they turn around, oh, no, your insurance don't qualify this and that. I said, man, this is there. My medical supplies, all my bandage wraps, all that stuff, I go to the store and buy those. Well, I buy them online at the Amazon now. We bought some by the hospital when I got discharged the other week, but I order my stuff on Amazon. All my medical supplies I got to order. The insurance won't cover it.
Wow.
I got Medicare. I make too much to get Medicaid, but I got Medicare. And they don't cover shit. The plan I'm on don't cover the damn thing, man. It's good, but it ain't good. Like, I pay $200 per surgery. Every time I have a surgery, it's $200. But if I pay on the spot, they charge me $125 copay, and then they send me a bill in the mail for damn $13,000, $20,000. So that's how that goes.
Fucked up, bro. I like the way this shit's supposed to work.
Man, I paid in since I was 13, man. I've been paying in. I had a newspaper out Sacramento Bee, and I've been paying in taxes since I was 13. And it's sad that you pay in for damn near 30-something years, and then when you get down and out, motherfucker can't even get a Band-Aid.
Yeah, because, you know, shit wasn't like that back in the day. You know what I'm saying? I remember, my pop, my grandparents, and all that shit. Oh, they took care of it. Now we the old motherfuckers, and we gotta pay like some extra bullshit that nobody else had to pay.
Yeah.
You know, you need a wheelchair, you got one. You need some crutches, you got some.
I'm still waiting on my
walker. I bought my walker. The man came and brought my walker out because I was in the hospital. They said, you're going to need a walker. Not this time, but the other time. Other year I had foot surgery. So he bring out the walker, and he set it up and showed me how to use it. Then I said, okay, appreciate it. He said, oh, no, that's whatever it was, cash. And I said, I ain't got nothing but my card on me. That joker folded it back up, put the instruction sticker back up, wrapped that little deal back around the pole on it. Put it back in the van, and he went up the road, and then they called me back and said, hey, we're going to send our man back out there. Write your credit card number down. We're going to process your credit card, and then we're going to turn back and bring your receipt back to you. So that's what they did. I said, he could have left that there to begin with and just did that over the phone. But he went all the way back to the office.
That's fucked up, bro.
Yeah, man, I don't talk hell, man. My mama learning because she thought everything going to be easy when I come down here, and I kept telling her. I get down here, and she's seeing how hard it is. Bless her soul, but she's seeing, motherfucker, I can't get a motherfucking piece of bubble gum. They won't give me a piece of bubble gum. Motherfucker, give me a peppermint, but not a piece of bubble gum. I'm telling you.
See, that's what I think I was telling hell about that once before because, you know, out here in Cali, shit is different. You know what I'm saying? Like, you fucking around, you get this thing out here called IEHP. Them motherfuckers will pick you up, take you to the doctor, drop you back off. If you need wheelchair, the motherfucker get you some wheelchair, free of charge. You ain't got to pay shit for nothing.
But that's when you get Medicaid. When you get Medicaid, if I could get Medicaid, what do you call it? But see, I make too much. And see, January, I'll start making $19.28 a month. So I make too much disability to get anything. They were like, yeah, you going to qualify. Meals on Wheels, we're going to bring you Meals on Wheels, food stamps, cell phone, light bills, cash assistance,
all this, and then they get my information, and then they see how much I make. Oh, you don't qualify. You make too much. So my mom's like, what the ain't this about a bitch? Make $150
too much. You don't get Medicare neither?
I got Medicare. I got United Health Medicare, but it's a AARP Advantage plan. So it's like it's for people who got chronic illness like kidney disease and heart attacks and all that stuff. They put you in a bullshit ass plan because they know they have to pay out a lot of money on you.
Yeah.
So the only good deal now, you can pay $40 for a doctor. I pay $5 for my PCP and $15 at my specialist. And that's the whole deal, copay, and then you pay your other bills when they send it to you in the mail. But, you know, still ain't worth a damn, man. Every time you go, you got to pay. I was going sometimes, four times a week, two doctors in one day, and then on the Thursday go one, and then Friday before dialysis. And then they were charging me, what, $56 a day at dialysis?
God damn.
Right.
So you had to pay that?
That's what I'm responsible for. But they put me in a plan that's a deal for people with dialysis that don't get Medicaid. They were going to put me in. But, yeah, $56 a day, it was $700 a month is what they were charging me.
Mm-mm.
That is $700 a month.
They don't do that shit out here.
Yeah, it's messed up, man. Bullshit you not. I got all bills. I got more bills in Alabama, I tell folks. It's
man,
messed up, man.
That
see,
shit out here, them motherfuckers.
Once I had two insurances in Arkansas, motherfuckers tell you, here, man, take toothpaste. Here, man, take toilet tissue. Here, man, take that little bucket. Here, take the little jug of water. Here, take this with you. Here, take that with you. Oh, you want to take your food with you? Yeah, they just bring your tray. We'll get you a to-go tray to take that with you. You're getting discharged. But, motherfucker, you go down to just Medicare. Bitch, you better not grab another piece of toilet paper when they discharge your ass. Motherfucker, nigga. Send your bill about $12
up.
For one roll.
That's fucked up. That's the way they doing you in Florida?
That's how they do it down here.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
You got to fight with them folks on the phone all the time, man. No bullshit. We fight, but a man told my mama, oh, yeah, you qualify for Medicaid, yeah, you qualify. Man, we get a letter in the mail that says you do not qualify. Your Medicaid is not what you call it. Your income is what you call it. I said, now, see that man told you boldface then went on vacation for 30 days and had his right-hand man talking shit that I got on his ass, so his supervisor had to call us back and apologize. They're like, yeah, you don't qualify. I said, well, why the motherfucker sit there and held me up for 2 hours telling me I qualify for this and free rides here. You get free rides at grocery shop and you get free rides to your doctors and your dialysis and then come back. I don't get a free nothing.
Damn. Yeah, that motherfucker is faulty out there because, you know, my sister-in-law, you know, she man, they come pick her up, take her all over, and she be having some, like a cool amount of change, you know what I mean? But them motherfuckers, boy, I can't live nowhere with tornadoes and floods. I'd rather live in the land with the Crips and Bloods.
Yeah, y'all get everything in California, man. They sit up there and all you got to do is go and sleep in the doghouse, and you sit up there and get, what's that, the GR check or whatever they give y'all. Y'all get all kind of goddamn assistance. That's for men. That ain't women. That's men. Men get welfare checks out there.
Yeah, them DRs.
Yeah, we can't get nothing.
Yeah, that shit is fucked up. And see, you know, everybody complain about, you know, the high cost of living in California and shit like that. But there's one thing about California. Them motherfuckers, they try to keep you from dying. You know what I mean? Whatever you got, if it's some kind of ailment you got, them motherfuckers try to keep you alive. Them motherfuckers don't be, nigga, trying to talk. Nigga, you ain't got no copay. But, I mean, like I said, this hospital was here. Them motherfuckers say, well, how you going to pay for this? Cash charge or you got this card, that card? If your motherfucking ass is half-assed, Because I always tell my wife, if I go up in that motherfucker, the first thing, the thing about hospitals, if you go in there and say you can't breathe or your chest is hurting, they going to take you in regardless. They ain't give it an ass no goddamn question. So,
better not come in the pocket. Go ahead, motherfucker, you want to, Timmy, you can't breathe in you want.
See, if the motherfuckers up here, you say you can't breathe, or you having chest pains, they going to take you right in the back.
Yeah, they ain't going to do that down here. They're going to leave your ass right there in that damn waiting room.
There you are.
Nigga, when I got bit by that black widow, I was in a goddamn emergency room kicking up so much dust. They said that we gotta take this motherfucker back there.
Yeah.
Take his ass in the back. I was out there cussing like a motherfucker. And the doctor was like, "Well, what happened?" I said, "I got bit by a black widow." He said, "How you know?" And I threw the black widow on the goddamn desk. I was like,
"Did you kill it? You had killed it?"
After I rolled up, he was in my bed. Because I was in the bed, and the back of my leg was like, it was itching like a motherfucker. So I got up and I went to the bathroom, and then my wife, after I came out the bathroom, she went in the bathroom. And when I pulled the cover back, that motherfucker was dead. He was laying there. And I said, "I know why my motherfucking leg is itching, the fucking black widow." So I got that motherfucker. And my studio was in my bedroom. I picked him up and threw him on my keyboard. And I was like, "Oh, fuck, this motherfucker done bit me." So I got a plastic bag, and I put him in a plastic bag. And then I got on the internet to find out what the fuck is getting ready to happen to me. So the motherfucker was like vomiting, sweating, this, that, and the other, all kind of shit. So I was like, "All right." So I said, "Fuck it." So I went and got in the shower. When I got in the shower, all that shit started happening. I started throwing up. I started sweating. I was shaking, all kind of shit. But see, I'm allergic to this thing. That motherfucker almost killed me. Shit. I got up in that goddamn place when they gonna sit up there and bullshit me. I'm like, "Man, y'all motherfuckers better come the fuck on." He said, "How do you know you got bit by a black widow?" And I threw that motherfucker right on the goddamn desk.
What were you saying?
He was like, "Oh, well, you have an allergic reaction. Let me take you in the back." I went in the back, and the motherfucker, they was trying to give me this. They couldn't give me the venom, the antivenom, so they tried to put me to sleep. They gave me all this medication. He ought to be asleep in a minute. The motherfucker left the game. Left the game back. I was still looking at his ass. Well, we could give him some more. We give him some more. He ought to be sleeping. He was just sitting up there just watching me thinking I'm just going to pass out. After that shit, I was up for 72 hours, bro.
Hell no. I know when your body crashed, it crashed.
I was up for 72 hours, and the only way I could half-ass go to sleep is if I got in the bathtub. I got in the bathtub, and I could finally doze off. But we only had one bathroom, and my cousin lived with us. She was pregnant, so she going, "I gotta pay." Bitch, you better get a bucket.
I was up for 72 hours.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, fuck them. But see, they took care of me. The motherfuckers got me some good little pills and all that shit.
Uh-huh.
Didn't charge me shit. Yeah, man. Y'all gotta move to Cali so y'all get that, you know, so y'all get that shit. In any case, we got one more minute left on the truth. I don't think we could, I could do some after hours. I gotta go in this motherfucker and I need something to eat. I need to see make some food. Last night, I think I'm about to go do it.
Somebody's
about to
pull us some cans or something.
That's about to have love over there, you know what I'm saying?
No, I ain't pulling no cans nowhere.
Yeah, it sounds like something like that.
Maybe my fan blowing too loud.
I ain't 10 o'clock came fast.
Yeah, it did. Funny how time flies when you're having fun.
Really? True West Radio, man. We're going to get back with y'all Monday. I'm getting ready to go eat. Love y'all, and we are out.
Good night, y'all.
Denise.